50 times durood upon me every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni channel, welcome in the silsila in the light of Quran. In last silsila, we were discussing verse number 152 from Surah Baqarah. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli wala takfurun. And in the tafsir of this verse of the Holy Quran, Mufti Sahib gave us definition of zikr and shukr, and then he also mentioned the different types of zikr and shukr, like zikr-e-lisani, zikr by tongue, zikr-e-kalbi, zikr by heart, zikr-e-jismani, zikr by all the limbs of the body, and then in the same way shukr as well. And then Mufti Sahib also discussed nashukri, which is in English to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr, dear viewers of Madni channel, has always been habit of awliya-e-kiram, and the most important thing which we see in their lives was the zikrullah azza wa jal. Hazrat Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was so engrossed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is stated in his biography that a murid who had been in the company of Hazrat Bayazid Bistami for 20 years, whenever he would come, Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala would ask him, what is your name? And for 20 years this thing kept on happening. One day after 20 years, that murid asked Hazrat Bayazid Bistami, his murshid, that Hazrat, I am in your company for last 20 years, and every day when I come to your court, you ask me my name. So what is the reason that you are unable to remember my name? The viewers of Madni channel, you know what Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala replied? He said, my dear son, I am not making fun of you, but because my heart is engrossed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has overcome my heart, and there is no space for any other name. So this is the reason that I am unable to remember your name. Subhanallah. So this was the lifestyle of awliya-e-kiram. And then it is stated, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. When a person loves something, he remembers and recalls that thing more than anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become the real zakir, engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming to the first question of this silsila, Musab, it is as we discussed, fazkuruni adhkurkum, you remember me, so I will remember you. So what is the meaning of this part of the verse, number one? And number two, we have been told time and again in Quran-e-Kareem and in Ahadith-e-Mubarakah that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. So when we say abundance, so what is the meaning of abundance here? How much should we remember him?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As you have recited ayah, remember me, I remember you. Our scholars, Mufassirin, they have mentioned three meanings. The first meaning, that remember me, I remember you, means among the angels. When we remember Allah azza wa jal, Almighty Allah remember us among the group of angels. So that is one kind of accident, that Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning us, the first thing. The second meaning, that the meaning of a remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding us is that He will give us reward of that remembrance. Means you remember me, I will give you reward. I will remember you with my rewards, the blessing which Allah has prepared us for us in the paradise. So that is the meaning of remembrance of Allah. The third meaning that remember me, I will remember you means I will keep your remembrance in the hearts of the people and on the tongue of the people. As we observe that whosoever remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah keeps His remembrance in the hearts of people and on the tongues of people. As we observe that Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other awliya kiram, so they remembered Allah Azza wa Jal too much. That was their routine and that was their life to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal placed their remembrance in our hearts and on our tongues as well. And now Alhamdulillah, on different occasions, we remember sometime Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we remember sometime Khaja Ghareeb bin Nawaz rahmatullah alayh. So that is that remembrance which Allah Azza wa Jal has rewarded them as a reward of their remembrance, Allah Azza wa Jal, their remembrance to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the meaning of this ayah. Now, as far as the second part of the question is concerned, that how much should we remember Allah Azza wa Jal? So we should remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance, as Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded in the Holy Quran, "Udhkurullaha zikran kathira." Remember Allah in abundance. And the other ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about those people who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance, and those are the people of knowledge and those are the people of intelligence, ulil albab. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning their qualities, alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Those people who remember Allah while standing and sitting and while they are lying on their beds. So means in every condition they remember Allah, while they are standing or they are sitting or they are on their beds, they remember Allah. So these are the three conditions of every human being. Either he would be standing in standing position, or he would be sitting, or he would be on his bed. So in every condition, the people of knowledge and the people of intelligence, they remember Allah, and Almighty Allah has praised them. So that is the meaning of remembrance Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. Now the second thing, that it is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, and that is in Bukhari Sharif, kana yadhkurullah fi kulli ahyanihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every moment. In every moment means in most of the time he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered prayer, that was the remembrance of Allah. He recited Quran, that was the remembrance of Allah. He taught Quran to others, that was the remembrance of Allah. He mentioned the name of Allah, that was the remembrance of Allah. Then when he was teaching and he was preaching, all those things were the remembrance of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in all the times. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate in the court of Allah, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadat. O Allah, give me your help on your remembrance and on your gratitude, means I pay gratitude to you, and on your good worship, means I worship you in good manner, and I remember you and I pay gratitude to you. So in everything, O Allah, help me. O Allah, give me your help. That was the particular dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the light of these two narrations, we can know the routine and the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the third thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned the excellences of remembrance of Allah in abundance. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, remember Allah in abundance, that the munafiqeen declare you or they call you as ostentatious. And there is another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, remember Allah in abundance, that the people consider you as mad, because the mad person is mentioning the name of Allah again and again, and all the time he is in that remembrance. The people will consider him that this person has gone mad.
Allah,
he is remembering Allah Azza wa Jal in that way. So these are hadith. So now in the light of ayat, udhkurullaha zikran kathira, then alladhina yadhkurullaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, and then the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the remembrance of Allah in abundance. So all these ahadith show that we should remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. In that way, we would follow the commandment of Quran, we would follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we would get those rewards which have been mentioned in the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, I hope you must have learned that what is the meaning of fadhkuruni adhkurkum, and then you must have also learned what is the meaning of zikrullah in abundance as well, as Mufti Sahib has given a very wonderful explanation. Zikr and shukr, it must be part of our life, meaning we must be punctual in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must have habit of paying thanks to Him as well. So if it is not habit of someone, so how can he make this thing his habit, that he becomes zakir and he becomes shakir?
There are many ways to become zakir and shakir, and as it is obvious, making something as our habit, adopting something as our habit, is not very difficult. Sometimes for something it would be difficult, but in many things it is very easy, particularly in the matter of remembrance of Allah, in zikrullah, that is very easy. What are the ways? First of all, I would suggest that if we add in our daily routine some awrad and wazaif which have been mentioned in hadith regarding morning and evening. So if we make some awrad or wazaif in morning and evening, and we remain steadfast on that, so with the passage of time it would be our habit and it would be our routine. And as there are many ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned awrad and wazaif of morning and evening, and basically that is the following of the commandment of Allah. As Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. There are many ayat in that meaning. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us the way of acting upon those commandments of Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned some wazaif for morning and some wazaif for evening. And making those or other wazaif as our routine in morning and evening is easy, because mostly that is the time which is easy for us, and in that time we are comfortable to read and recite those orad. At daytime we are busy in our daily routine, in our jobs, in our business, in our other activities. But in morning, so mostly morning fajr prayer, that is necessary, that is what we have to offer. And after fajr prayer, so immediately we don't go to our office and our business. So at that time we have some time to recite. Then similarly in evening, after closing our business, after closing our office, so we have some time to recite some or other wazaif. So if we make our habit and routine to recite some or other wazaif, some or other of morning and some or other of evening, so in that way we would be among those people who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in morning and in evening. So at least it would be acting upon those commandments of Quran. وَسَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. That is the first and easy way. The second way to make that routine, to adopt that habit, that if we recite those tasbihat which are sunnah or which are emphasized in ahadith after 5-time prayers, so then that would be another easy way to make that zikrullah as our routine. As tasbihat-e-fatima, after every prayer, reciting tasbihat-e-fatima, I mean 33 times subhanallah, and the same time alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar, I reciting kalimat tayyibah 10 times, then reciting ayatul kursi. These are very easy awrad and wazaif which could be recited after prayers, because after prayer we are a little bit comfortable, and we are at that time we are attached with worship, because when we are offering prayer, so then that time we have left our business, we have close our office that time, and we are in worship of Allah. And that time if we give a few minutes more, 3 to 5 minutes, so within those 3 to 5 minutes we can recite some of them. So in that way, if we calculate, for example, in morning and evening we recite some or other wazaif, then after every prayer we recite some or other wazaif, so 8 hours we sleep daily, and rest of the time is 16 hours. So if we recite in that way, so that would be 7 times, 2 times morning, evening, 5 times after 5 prayers, it would be 7 times. And in within 16 hours, we are reciting or other wazaif 7 times. It means within 2 hours, we are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. We are making mention in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in that way, we could become one of those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. So that is the easy way to become one of them. the third thing that if we keep counter in our hand on which we count tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar and the other tasbihat, so if we keep that rosary in our hands or counter in our hands or we keep on our table in front of us, so whenever we look at that, we remember that we have to recite some or other, we have to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. So in that way, again and again, whenever we look at that, so at least for thrice, for four times, for five times, we recite the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We make mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So in that way, that is a way to keep us remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that could be adopted. And it could be done as well that if we hang rosary in front of us on wall, we hang the rosary in front of us on wall, so whenever we look at that, we remember that we have to recite something. We have to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. So in that way we can remember. So these are three ways. Means adopting some or other wazaif, reciting some or other wazaif in morning and evening, which have been mentioned in ahadith. Then the second thing, after every prayer, we should recite some or other wazaif, which have been mentioned in ahadith. And the third, keeping a rosary in our hands or on our table. So in that way we can adopt that habit. Now, as far as the matter of being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, Shukrullah, so it has also three easy ways to adopt that habit of paying gratitude. The first, if we count the bounties of Allah, so as soon as we count the bounty of Allah, we remember the bounty of Allah, blessing of Allah, immediately we will pay shukr. We will express gratitude to Allah. Why? Because that time we have the feeling of shukr. As for example, when the time we are very thirsty, if that time someone gives us water, so that time when as soon as we drink that water, immediately we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, because that time that discomfort has been removed from us and we get some comfort. So immediately we will pay gratitude to Allah. So when we deliberately and knowingly and consciously we remember the blessings of Allah, we will pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the first way. The second thing, that if we memorize some supplications of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding many matters, and then we make our routine to read and recite those prayers and those supplications, then it would be one way of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal as well. For example, it was the practice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to pay gratitude after every blessing. After getting every blessing, that was the routine of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, after getting up for sleep, the first words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyani ba'dama amatani wa ilayhi nushur. So now Alhamdulillahilladhi, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that is in other words, that is the gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then after drinking water, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. After eating food, Alhamdulillah Alladhi at'amani wa saqani wa ja'alani minal muslimin. After wearing any cloth, again Alhamdulillah Alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqani. After coming out of washroom, again Alhamdulillah Alladhi adhaba 'anni al-adha wa 'afani. So in all these ways, if you look at the word, if you read words thoroughly, you will find the meaning of shukr there. So it means the first words which were read by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after getting up from sleep, those were the words of shukr of Allah. And those were the words of zikrullah Azza wa Jal as well. Because Alhamdulillah Alladhi, these words are the remembrance of Allah. And these words are shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. So if we memorize these supplications and these awrad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we make our habit to recite those, so in that way we pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal in most of the times. After getting every blessing, we would pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the second way. The third thing, that if we determine, if we make firm intention to be and to remain grateful to Allah and pay gratitude to Allah in every blessing, and we make determination, so then when we make determination, so then it would be the part of our routine to express gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when we make firm intention to do something, so that determination reminds us again and again to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So if we make firm intention to be and to remain grateful to Allah, as it is the habit of some people, whenever we ask them, how are you? So always they say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal, in every condition, Alhamdulillah, means praise is for Allah. What is that? Because they have determined to remain grateful to Allah. So that's why they pray gratitude in every condition. So if we make our intention and we make firm intention to remain steadfast on that habit, so in that way, we could become grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal and we can adopt that habit.
Subhanallah. The viewers of Madhi channel, in order to become shakir, in order to become a person who is paying shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal, Mufti Sahab gave us wonderful Madhi pearls that we have to remind ourselves again and again the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, if we have habit of reciting those du'as which were recited by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on different occasions, it will also help us become the real shukr giving person. And Mufti Sahab also gave us Madni pearls, how to become the real zakir and how to make the habit of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal in each and every moment of our life. Acha, then there must be a question in your mind. So okay, we have made firm intention to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should we recite? What should we do? There are different ways of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can recite Quran-e-Kareem. It is also one form of zikr. You can recite those du'as which are mentioned in Hadith-e-Mubarakah. It is also one way of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah has granted a very wonderful booklet, Shajra-e-Attariya, to his murids. And there are lot of aurado wazaif written in that Shajra-e-Attariya. Let me read few for you. First is, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. What is the excellence of reciting this wird, this wazifa? It is written in Shajra-e-Attariya that by virtue of reciting this wird in the morning and in the evening, 100 times each, the reciter will remain safe from starvation in the world, fear in the grave, and anxiety on the day of resurrection. Then there is another wonderful zikr and wazifa. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La Ilaha Illa Ant. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La Ilaha Illa Ant. By virtue of reciting this with 41 times, the reciter's heart will remain alive and reciter will die with iman. Then subhanallahil azim wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim wa bihamdihi. By virtue of reciting it in the morning and in the evening 3 times each, the reciter will remain safe from madness, leprosy, leukoderma and blindness. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madni channel, Zikrullah Azza wa Jal is also one sign from amongst many signs of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us real zakir and give us tawfiq to remember Him in abundance. Acha Musab, there are some people, whenever they sit for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, so they complain lack of concentration. They say that when we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart is not there. So the question is, when someone is reciting zikr, any wazifa or wird or remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, but his heart is not present with that zikr. So this type of verbal zikr will be just a lip service or it will also be considered a zikr?
As you have mentioned some ahadith, these are the excellences of that zikr and that zikr and that zikr. In these ahadith, there is no condition to keep our heart present at that time. If we remember Allah Azza wa Jal and we are reciting those particular words and sentences and or adu wazai which have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we will get those excellences. So whatever excellences have been mentioned in these ahadith, those could be acquired without heart being present. So that's why we should focus upon those excellences, the first thing. The second, Now, the complaint of the people that most of the time our heart is not present while we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, what should we do? So, first of all, we should keep in our mind that it is not necessary condition for the remembrance of Allah. For the zikr of Allah, keeping heart present is not necessary condition. If heart is not present, even then Allah Azza wa Jalla will give us a reward. Why I am telling these words? Because sometimes people focus upon their heart being present, that should be present. And when heart doesn't present, so what happens? They leave remembrance of Allah, they leave Zikrullah Azza wa Jalla. So that's why when Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted us tawfiq, at least to one part of our body, our tongue, to remember Him, so that is enough for us, and that is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many disciples of many mashayikh, they went to their mashayikh and they complained the same thing, that when we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, our heart is not there, our heart is not present. So those awliya kiram answered them, you should pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla that at least one of your parts of body is busy in remembrance of Allah. So that is the tawfiq of Allah which Allah Azza wa Jalla granted you. And the one who has granted tawfiq to your tongue to remember Him, He will grant tawfiq to your heart as well. And your heart will remember Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. So that's why we should keep in our mind that is not necessary condition, that is not obligatory for the remembrance of Allah to keep our heart present. Now, shall we try to keep our heart present or not? We should try. We should try for that. But we shouldn't be very hard working in that, and we shouldn't take burden of that on our mind. Otherwise, what would happen when we focus upon keeping our heart present at the time of Zikrullah Azza wa Jal, and because that is not in our capability to keep our heart present, so then what happened, what would be the result? The result would be that we will leave remembrance of Allah by tongue as well. So that's why we should try for that. We should try for that to keep our heart present at the time of Zikr. But sometimes we should try, sometimes we should leave. Because many times what happens, being present of heart, it means we are controlling our thoughts as well. Because that is the meaning of keeping our heart present. Now, controlling thoughts is very difficult. When we try to control our thoughts, it resists too much. And in the result, we leave the remembrance of tongue as well. So that's why sometimes we should try for that, and sometimes we should leave for that. Now, in which way we should try? As in morning and evening, we have mentioned the remembrance of Allah in morning and evening. That time when we don't have any particular job to focus upon, so that time we are free, our mind is free, we don't have any particular thought. That time, if we focus upon to attain that good state of keeping our heart present, then after offering prayer, because in prayer we have to keep our heart present in prayer, that is one of the desirable thing in prayer. So only in those times we should try to keep our heart present. Other than that, when we are going somewhere and we have rosary in our hands and we are remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, or we are talking to someone, and during that time when we get break, so that time we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, or we are in free mood and that time we are remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that time we should be relaxed and we should remain comfortable in that condition. At least our tongue is remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. Instead of singing songs and instead of committing sins, at least it is remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is good for us. That is good for us. So that's why we should focus only upon that. Just for a few times, in particular times, we should try for that. And in the other time, so we should remain comfortable. And whatever is granted to us by Allah Azza wa Jalla, so we should be content on that. So that is the way.
Subhanallah. The viewers of Madri channel, it is Shaitan who always tries to misguide us. When we are sitting for remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes and whispers in our hearts, and He tries to take us away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are experiencing this type of situation, so believe me, you have become victim of satanic whisperings. So don't give any attention to these type of waswasas and whisperings. carry on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although your heart is not present with you when you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Before I ask the next question, there is a wonderful hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith Qudsi, Ana jalisu man zakarani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am companion to that person who remembers me. What else we want when we are sitting for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made promise with his bandas, with his slaves, that he is our companion when we are remembering him. Acha Mustafa, just in last verse we discussed fazkuruni adkurkum washkuru li wala takfurun. Shukr is mentioned. Now after a few verses, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Now sabr is being mentioned. So most of the time it has been observed in Quran and Hadith, not all the time but most of the time, that is sabr and shukr, they are mentioned together. So my question is that what is the reason that most of the time sabr and shukr, they are mentioned together?
Yeah, it is the case in many places sabr and shukr are mentioned together, as in this ayah shukr was mentioned, and the next ayah Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. So sabr and shukr both are mentioned together here, and in many other places it is the same cases. So basically we are in either of two conditions. We would be inconvenient or in inconvenience. We would be in the state of comfort or in discomfort. So because we can't be free from both, only at the time of sleep, but even at the time of sleep we are inconvenience, we are in comfort or discomfort. So because our life is the combination of these two conditions, sometimes we are in comfort and sometimes we are in discomfort. So now in both conditions, what should be our attitude, what should be the practice of our life in those times? So Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us, and our Sharia Islam, our religion Islam has told us, that at the time of comfort and convenience you should pay gratitude to Allah, because all the convenience and comforts and blessings and bounties from Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing is with you, whatever bounty is with you, is from Allah. So whatever blessing and bounty is, that is from Allah. So that's why we should pay gratitude to Allah. And the other condition, the time of inconvenience and calamity and discomfort, we should show patience. We should remain patient. So because our life is the combination of these two conditions, a person can't remain always happy and comfortable and convenient and in luxury life. And it is also very rare that a person remains in the state of calamity and problems and hardships, because if he is in troubles and problems and hardships, even at that time he has a lot of blessings as well. Okay, so when our life is not free from either of these conditions, always we are either in this condition or in that condition, so that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us our practice at that time. Whenever our focus or our mind, our thoughts are going towards comfort and convenience, we show pay gratitude, that because that is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when our focus or our mind or our thoughts are going towards inconvenience and discomfort and calamity, we should remain patient. We should show patience. So that's why both things are in many places mentioned together. And that's why there is a hadith as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that at-ta'imu shakir bi manzilati as-sa'imi as-sabir.
Subhanallah.
The person, the one who eats and pays gratitude, who eats and pays gratitude, is like the one who observes fast and show patience. Who is eating, he is paying gratitude, and who is observing fast, he is showing patience, because fasting is one kind of patience. Both are alike. According to this hadith, both are alike, because the person, either he would eat something or he would be in the state of fasting. So if he is not in the state of fasting, so it means he is eating. When he is eating, he should pay gratitude. And if he is in the state of fasting, so then he should show patience. So that is, so as in this hadith, both things have been mentioned together. In many other places, both things are mentioned together.
Subhanallah. Acha Mufti sahab, again coming to the verse which I have recited. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O believers, seek help through sabr and salah. So we have been told to seek help from sabr and salah. So obviously when we are in trouble, so only that time we seek help from someone. So my question is that, for example, we are in trouble and we are seeking help from salah and from sabr. So how the calamities or the troubles will be removed just because of seeking help from salah and from sabr?
I'll answer it in two ways. One thing, there are some logics behind patience and offering prayer as well. Behind sabr and salah, there are some logics as well. But if we would be unable to understand the logics, even then we believe in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in this ayah of Quran. Why? Because when Allah Azza wa Jal has told us, so it means that is fact and that is true, because Allah Azza wa Jal has told us. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, we have to believe in that, and alhamdulillah we believe in that. Now if we go to the logics of salah and sabr, what is the logic behind that? So I would say, as far as the matter of offering prayer is concerned, when we offer prayer, according to hadith, that is in Bukhari Sharif, prayer is the closest state of a person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Means when we offer prayer, we are in our closest condition in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The first thing. The second, when we offer prayer, we are speaking to Allah Azza wa Jalla. As that is in hadith as well, when we offer prayer, so we speak to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So now when we offer prayer, we are in the court of Allah and we are close to Allah and we are speaking to Allah. So now at that time, Allah Azza wa Jalla will shower his mercy on that bondman who is in his court and who is speaking to him and who is close to him. So that is the logic in offering prayer, the first thing. The second, when we show patience, so in showing patience, how do we remove our calamities and problems? The first thing, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who show patience. When Allah Azza wa Jal is with us, and He is the one who removes calamities and problems for us, who solves our problem, who solves our matter. So when He is with us, so then our problem would be removed. The first thing. The second, when we are in trouble, so what do we need that time? We need the mercy of Allah. We need the blessing of Allah. As we, if we pray at that time, so what would we say? And what would we invoke? We would ask for the mercy of Allah. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon us. At the time of trouble, we need the mercy of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal have mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. Ulaika, those people who show patience, who are sabirin, those people who show patience, upon them they are salawat of their Lord and the mercy of their Lord. What are salawat? Salawat are also in the meaning of mercy and blessings. So mean those people who show patience, Allah Azza wa Jalla showers His mercy and blessings over those people. So now, when Allah Azza wa Jalla is granting us mercy and blessings, so our problem will be removed because of that. So that is the wisdom in showing patience, that Allah Azza wa Jalla grants us His ma'iyyat and Allah Azza wa Jalla grants us His mercy and blessings. And these are the things which are needed. And when we get those, so alhamdulillah, through that our problems and troubles are removed.
Musa, we just have discussed sabr, and the sabr is a weapon for the Muslims. So I would like to ask that how can we attain sabr?
I would say the best way to read the biographies of prophets of Allah and Salaf Salihin, pious predecessors. Because in the life of prophets, the quality of sabr is apparent very openly. For example, if we read the ayah of Quran regarding Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, so we come to know that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam spent 950 years just in preaching. Just in preaching, 950 years he spent in preaching to infidels. They hurt Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they teased him, they made fun of him, and their attitude and behavior was very, very wrong and oppressing. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam showed patience. So the biography of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is the biography of a sabi personality. Then the rest of the prophets, if we read the stories of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so what are those? He was thrown into fire. That was the time of sabr. Then he had to migrate from his homeland. Hijra, migration, that is the kind of sabr. Then he was commanded to leave his family in the desert of Arab. That was the time of sabr. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to sacrifice his son. That was the time of sabr. So in the story, in the biography of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the quality of sabr is apparent openly. Then the story of Musa alayhi salam, the Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and those prophets who were killed and who were martyred, they were sabini. Then the biography of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from beginning to end, from the announcement of his prophethood till he departed from this world, during the whole period he had to show patience. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, the stories are, everyone knows. In Madinah al-Munawwarah, all the time there was fear of the attack of infidels over Madinah al-Munawwarah. So then the sickness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of fever, at the time of campaigns, he was injured, and so in all the incidents he showed patience. Then the stories of Hazrat Bilal Habshi, Hazrat Suhaib Rumi, and the other companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, so those are the stories of patience. Then the stories of pious predecessor. So if we read these stories, it will create courage in our heart to be patient, to remain patient, and to show patience. Then the second good way to attain that quality of patience, to read the excellences of showing patience. Because when we read that innama yuwaffas sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab, those people who show patience would be granted their reward countlessly, they would be granted their reward. And then when we read innallaha ma'as sabirin, indeed Allah is with those who show patience. When we read wallahu yuhibbu sabirin, and Allah loves patient people who show patience. When we read ulaika alaihim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma, these are the one upon whom they are the blessings from Allah and mercy. So when we read these ayah and these excellences and ahadith regarding the excellences of patience, so we get encouragement in our heart, and we get motivation to show patience at the time of calamity. So reading these excellences is very beneficial, is very useful for getting that quality. Then the third thing, that just reading quality is not enough, because at the time of practice, that time showing patience is the matter. So it needs practice. Whenever any trouble befalls upon us, that time we have to keep those excellences in our mind. Because if that time we forget, so then again the impatience will be shown. So at that time we have to keep those excellences in our mind, that this is the time of patience, that is the time of sorrow. Now we have to show patience. So it needs some practice. So if we read these excellences and stories and biographies again and again, so it would be engraved in our mind. And then when any calamity befall upon us, so at that time we would be able to show patience. So that is the way.
Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madni channel, Inna Allah Ma'as-Sabirin. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are the patient people. Allahu Akbar. If you want yourself to be included in the list of those people for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah Ma'as-Sabirin, So you must be patient at the time of calamity and adversity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practicing Muslim and grant us tawfiq to be patient if there is any problem and difficulty in our life. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qur'an, Qur'an, in the light of Qur'an, in the light.